This is episode 2361 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day 7, our final episode of this week's series, where you have been meditating with the great ones, those meditators who shared a universal truth that remains true today. Meditation is timeless. This week, you have been participating in an ancient ritual using ancient inspiration and meditation techniques from the great ones. In today's episode, the final episode, we end with the beginning, or rather, the beginning of meditation as it spread across China. As I did a little research for this week's series, I discovered that it's considered that meditation began in India. Some of the oldest written records from around 1500 BCE in India mention meditation. There's evidence of meditation in China dating as far back as the 3rd and 6th century BC, and it's linked to the Taoist Lao Tzu. He was an ancient Chinese philosopher, and he is considered to be the author of the classic Tao Te Ching. This is a book you may want to explore, because your challenge this week has been to surround yourself with the wise words of wisdom, with quotes, by reading their books, maybe by watching movies about these ancient meditators all week long. I hope you continue with this week's challenge. Continuously attune yourself with the minds and the words of wisdom of the great ones. Today, you will be meditating as you're guided exploring Lao Tzu, this ancient Chinese philosopher. I encourage you to share this week's meditation series with someone who means a lot to you, someone who could use a little more peace, energy, and clarity in their life. And I'd love to hear from you. How are you enjoying this week's series? It would mean so much to me if you shared a rating and review. Those mean so much to me, and I read every one of them. I invite you now to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. As you straighten your spine, feeling relaxed within yourself, close your eyes, gently elevating them upward to the point between your eyebrows. This is the universal seat of wisdom. It's also where your prefrontal lobes are located. This is the all-important area of your brain that helps you manage stress. Right now, you are strengthening this part of your brain. Meditation has been with us throughout the ages for a good reason. It works. Science now reveals to us just how very well it works. You are taking part in this ancient ritual, calming your mind and body. Begin to notice your shoulders relax, your stomach soften, your hips relax. Taoism by Lao Tzu. The focus of finding wisdom in silence. Immerse immerse yourself in the four teachings of Taoism: simplicity, how can you make your thoughts completely calm? Allowing yourself to let go of distractions, reflecting back over your week, what are ways you could simplify your life? What were things that maybe were complicated that you did that could have been simplified? Patience. As you reflect back over your week, when were the times you were patient with yourself? When were you patient with others? Celebrate these many victories. Compassion. Reflecting over your week, when did you notice compassion shared with you? Who shared compassion with you? Someone who reached out to you. Someone who was present for you. Feel grateful for this person. When did you show compassion to others? And if you don't recall, what were ways this week you could have shared compassion with others? No shame or blame, simply awareness as to how you could improve your life and the lives of others. Harmony. When were times this week when you experienced harmony? You felt unified and at one with yourself and the world. When were you in harmony with others? Feel gratitude for all you're doing for yourself. Celebrate completing this week's meditation series, Meditating with the Great Ones. As your reward, sit in stillness, immersing yourself in inner stillness. You are so worth slowing down for.